these major international credit card companies. And, you know, once again, the main effect of the sanctions seems to be that it creates uncertainty for people. You know, they have to wonder how many other banks might be affected if there were more sanctions added. President Putin is actually calling for an all-Russia payment system that would replace the international credit cards. At the moment, that seems to be a bit of pie in the sky, but the theory is that it would make Russians less vulnerable to interference from other countries. It would probably take a long time to set up, and even then it would probably work only in Russia.
Although I suppose the underlying message of Putin saying such a thing is that he doesn't intend to be deterred from his course in Ukraine.
Exactly right. That seems to be the case. Some analysts have said that they think these sanctions may just cause Putin and his inner circle to step up the pressure against the government in Kiev. You know, the people on this list, they're mostly longtime Putin friends and loyalists. They're among the hardest of the hardliners when it comes to dealing with Ukraine. And they're not all that vulnerable. Some of these people are billionaires, and their wealth is diversified all over the world. So the main leverage that the West would seem to have now is the threat that the next round of sanctions would bite a lot harder.
Are people in Russia surprised the United States has not already imposed broader sanctions that would hit more people?
It's hard to say. You know, I think in general terms, business people have not expected that the sanctions would bite very hard because they're well aware that Europeans are going to be arguing against it. You know, Europe